今天很高兴我们、有 Oral Roberts University 的校长 Dr. Wilson、来到我们中间。
We are so delighted today we have the president of Oral Roberts University Dr. Billy Wilson come and share with us、
ORU 是一个世界知名的基督教大学。
ORU is a world famous Christian university.
不但他们在神学教育是非常的健全。
Not only they have the full theological education.
事实上他们在一般的学科也都非常健全的发展。
In fact, in other subjects as well, they are fully equipped.
我上个去年的时候去他们校园再一次去参观了。
So last year we visited their campus.
很多新的建筑啊。
And many new buildings.
特别一个新的科技大楼。
Especially one new IT building.
他们这 AI 啊真的是很发达。
So their AI is so advanced.
一进门是机器人来欢迎你。
Once you enter the door, it's a robot come and welcome us.
这个学校实在是蒙神祝福。
So this university indeed are blessed by the Lord.
感谢神，我们的教牧领袖学院啊有。这样的荣幸跟 ORU 能够灵里面连结。
So praise the Lord and our role play and manage to co-labor together with ORU.
我相信这是能够对华人教会兴起更多的领袖在神的国度里面。
I believe that in God's kingdom, this will help Chinese churches to raise up Chinese Christian leader.
那我想 Dr. Wilson 不但是很有恩高的讲员呢。
And Dr. Billy Wilson not just a very anointed speaker.
他实际上也是有神国的胸怀的。
But he also has a heart full of the kingdom mindset.
现在有一个 movement 叫 Empower 21.
There's this Christian movement called Empower 21.
那在二十一世纪里面要连接灵恩派的教会机构合在一起，要传道福音给每一个人到全世界。
In this 21st century, they want to join the churches and the Christian organization together to preach the gospel to the whole world.
而他就是在后面主要的推动者。
So he's one of the main person in that movement.
不但如此，他也非常热爱中国。
Not only that, he also loves China.
昨天我们在吃饭的时候，他讲他多次在疫情前多次进入中国。
Yesterday during dinner, he shared with us many times he went to China before the pandemic.
真的为他对中国灵魂的负担来感谢。
He prays a lot for his burden for the soul of China.
那发现很有意思，昨天他也讲到他经过湾区很多次。
Yesterday he also mentioned that he'd been to the Bay Area quite a few times.
从来没有在 San Jose 讲过道。
But never preached in San Jose area.
所以我们很有荣幸今天能够请 Dr. Billy Wilson 在我们中间。
So it's a privilege for us to have Dr. Billy Wilson here today.
来分享主的信息，让我们欢迎他。
And to share the word of God with us. Let's welcome him.
Thank you, Pastor.
Welcome, welcome.
Well, good morning, everyone.
大家早。
And while Pastor Tong is still on stage with us, I wanted to take just a moment to recognize our partnership.
为了确认我们彼此在灵里的伙伴。
So excited about your church, Pastor Tong, and your leadership, and just thrilled that we're partnering together.
希望看到你们的教会还有林牧师能够跟你们一起成为福音的伙伴。
This plaque is from Oral Roberts University.
这个匾呢是从Oral Roberts大学来的。
And it says proudly recognizes River of Life Christian Church.
很骄傲的能够来认同的生命和灵粮堂。
As an educational partner committed to raising up Holy Spirit empowered leaders.
能够成为我们一起在灵里面兴起基督教领袖的伙伴。
For the 21st century through whole person education.
在这二十一世纪能够兴起一个全辈的基督徒领袖。
Signed by myself and our provost, and we are delighted to be in partnership, Pastor Tong.
Thank you.
Blessings on you. Great.
非常高兴、荣幸能够有这样一个彼此的伙伴。
Okay.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Great. Well, good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
I'm excited to be in San Jose, California today.
非常兴奋能够在加州的圣何西跟大家见面。
And to see for myself this amazing church and facility in one of the most influential places in the world.
亲眼看见这个非常美好的建筑物，还有看到这个非常美好的教会，成为世界蛮有影响力的一个地方。
So as we begin today, I think I probably should say, 新年
快乐，
快乐。
开始之前跟大家讲拜年新年快乐。
I tried anyway. Happy New Year to everyone.
And 跟大家说新年快乐。
I love China and I love the Chinese people.
我爱中国也爱中国人。
Of course, you get to celebrate New Year's twice since you're in the United States as well.
当然你在美国的话，你可以一年庆祝两次新年。
But for many, many years, I have had a strong burden and a place in my heart for the people of China.
很多年来，我都对中国人民有很大的负担。
And so when I had the opportunity to come today and be with what is perhaps the most prominent Chinese church in the United States.
那有机会来到美国，而且美国最有影响力的华人教会。
I was thrilled to be able to be with you.
非常高兴兴奋能够跟大家在一起。
I'm honored to be here today.
非常荣幸今天能够在这里。
I appreciate deeply Pastor Tong's leadership of this congregation.
就是非常欣赏刘牧师还有同工团队他们的领导。
This sanctuary is amazing.
然后这个圣堂是非常的奇妙。
The warehouse is amazing.
然后你们的仓库也非常的奇妙。
And all of your facilities are just fantastic.
所以你们的这个设备真的是非常的美好。
And I just know that at Oral Roberts University, we're cheering you on, that God will use you to affect not only San Jose, but the world.
我相信我们 Oral Roberts University 大学呢，会在你们背后成为你们拉拉队，鼓励你们在世界各地继续有影响力。
Many people don't understand, but I understand that the Chinese church has a huge role to play in world evangelization.
很多人不明白，但是我明白。华人基督徒呢，在世界传福音的事情上扮演很重要的角色。
I want to commend you for planting churches all over the world, helping fund missions on a big, big scale, and may God continue to pour resource into this church to use to reach the world.
所以我要称赞你们在世界各地建立分堂，能够求神具体使用你们教会每一位弟兄姐妹，能够再把福音能够传到世界各地。
This morning, I want to talk about what I believe is one of the most powerful words in the world.
今天早上跟大家分享一句我认为是全世界上最强而有力的一句话。
Now, obviously, the name of Jesus is the most powerful word on the planet.
当然了，在这个全世界上，耶稣基督的名字是最强有力的。
But this is a word that, if used properly,
但是这句话如果恰当的使用
and with all of your heart,
能够全心的来使用
can open up a world of possibilities.
能够打开这个无可限量的这个可能性
A word that can change your entire new year.
可以说这个字能够改变你整个新年
A word that would allow the supernatural power of God to flow in your life in a better way.
这句话能够允许神超自然的能力在你的生命当中新鲜的工作
It's a very short word.
这个非常简
And this is a very simple, very, very simple message today.
今天是一个非常简单的一个信息。
Some people have a hard time saying this word.
有些人可能觉得很困难讲这句话。
In fact, a lot of people have a hard time with this word.
其实很多人有困难说这句话。
But the word is very simply help.
啊，这句话很简单的，就是说帮助，帮助。
So the title of my message today is help.
啊，今天我讲到的题目是帮助我。
God's word tells us in Psalm 109:26.
诗篇109篇26节告诉我们
，Help me, Lord my God.
耶和华我的神，求你帮助我。
Save me according to your unfailing love.
愿你的慈爱拯救我。
Psalm 121 says, I'll lift up my eyes to the mountains, to the hills. Where does my help come from?
诗篇121篇告诉我们说，我们向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？
My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
我的帮助从耶和华而来，造天地的耶和华而来。
And finally, in Hebrews chapter 13 in the New Testament, verse 6,
然后在希伯来书第十三章第六节告诉我们，
We can say with confidence,
我们可以放胆地说，
The Lord is my helper.
主是帮助我的。
I will not be afraid.
我必不惧怕。
Would you bow your head?
我们一起低头祷告。
Father, I thank you for this wonderful opportunity.
父神，谢谢你给我们的美好的机会。
To be with my friends here at River of Life Church.
我的生命和我的朋友们在一起。
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
谢谢圣灵。
Thank you for your presence today.
谢谢主你今天的同在。
Thank you for your anointing.
谢谢主你的恩膏。
I ask you, Lord,
我求你主啊,
to use me this morning.
今天早上使用我
Help me communicate this very simple message.
帮助我能够传讲这个简单的信息
into the hearts of everyone in this room.
能进到每一位他们的心中
Say what I can't say.
主啊，说我能够说的
Speak to people in ways that go beyond even the words that I will speak.
能够讲一些话，甚至超过我话也能够讲
Use me, Lord.
使用我
Help me, Lord.
帮助我
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名求
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.Christianity was never made to be a do-it-yourself project.
基督教从来不是自己做的一个计划。
We live in a world that is filled with do-it-yourself kinds of things.
我们生活在这个世界，很多都是自己可以做的。
Used to, our generation, my generation,
特别是在我这个世代,
would have to go to someone or go to the library or find an expert to learn how to do things.
可能是寻找某一个人到图书馆或者是寻找一些专家来做某些事情。
But now, in this generation,
但现在这个时代,
we just Google it or YouTube it.
我们就 Google 一下, YouTube 一下。
We find out how to do all kinds of things.
我们可以做任何的事情。
How to cook, how to fix your plumbing, how to be a carpenter. Everything seems to be a do-it-yourself project.
怎么煮,怎么修水管,怎么能够成为木匠,什么事情都可以自己做。
But Christianity,
但是基督教,
was never intended to be a do-it-yourself project.
从来不是一个自己做的一个计划。
God designed the Christian faith
神设计基督教的信仰
in a way that it requires consistent supernatural help from God.
乃是要求我们需要一个超自然不断的从神那里来的帮助。
I can't live the Christian life in my own power or strength.
我不能够靠着我自己的能力和势力来过我基督徒的生活。
I need help from God.
我需要从神那里来的帮助。
So today we're going to talk about how to open the doorway to God's possibilities in your life.
今天早上要向我们如何打开神无限制的可能在我们生命当中。
How to access God's supernatural supply
就能够领取神他超自然的供应
by simply asking him for help
就是简单的来求主来帮助我
So I'm going to give you three occasions when we really need to ask help from God
我给你三种特别的情况我们需要求神帮助的
The first of these
然后第一
is when you are feeling over your head or overwhelmed
当你真的是不知道该怎么办的时候
When you're overwhelmed
当你不知道该怎么办
You need to ask God for His help.
你需要求神来帮助你。
We see an occasion of this in the New Testament with the Apostle Peter.
我们在圣经新约圣经里面看到彼得。
Jesus is walking on the water in the middle of a storm.
其实耶稣在这风暴当中走在海面上。
Peter says to him, "Lord, if it's really you, then bid me come to you and walk."
彼得说，主啊，如果是你的话，让我从我这里走到你那里去。
Jesus said, "Come."
耶稣说，来吧。
Peter climbs out of the boat and begins to walk to Jesus.
Peter 就离开他的船，开始走向耶稣。
He's on top of the water.
他走在水面上。他周围看看。
He sees the storm.
他看见这个风暴。
He becomes afraid.
他开始害怕。
And he begins to sink.
他开始沉下去。
Now statistics tell us
这个统计数字告诉我们
that the Sea of Galilee is about 140 feet deep.
加利利海是大概140尺深。
So obviously, if he kept sinking, he was going over his head.
很明显的，如果他继续往下沉的话，肯定超过他
的头。But in the middle of the storm,
在这个大风暴当
中 in a moment when Peter is afraid,
当彼得害怕的时候
in a time when he's overwhelmed,
当他感觉到没有办法的时候
and going to be over his head,
水几乎要淹过他的头
he cries out,
他就大声地呼喊
Jesus, save me!
耶稣救我
Help me!
帮助我
Jesus reaches down,
耶稣就马上伸手
picks Peter up,
把他
and he walks back to the boat on top of the water.
在水面上
So sometimes when we're ambitious, sometimes when we're trying something new,
有时候我们雄心勃勃想尝试一些新的事情
a new job,
新的工作
a new situation
新的一个情况
a new place to live
新的一个居住的地方
all of a sudden in the middle of it all we find ourselves feeling overwhelmed
忽然间我们感觉到这个事情太大了太难了
as if we are going to the bottom
正如好像我们快要沉到底下
but if you feel overwhelmed even by your own ambition or something you've tried that's not working out well
如果靠着你自己雄心勃勃感觉到这个事情超过你所能够做的
Then ask God for help.
然后求主来帮助你。
And he will help you.
然后他会帮助你。
Another occasion where a person is over their head.
另外一个情况，当一个人是不能够帮助自己的时候。
Is from a different cause, a different reason.
可能是不同的原因。
Jonah is a prophet of God.
约拿乃是神的一个先知。
He's called by God to go to the largest city in the world and preach.
神呼召他在世界上最大的一个国家去传讲福音。
He doesn't want to obey God.
他不想要顺服神。
So he goes the other way.
他走另外一个方向。
He gets a ticket on a boat to go to the end of the earth.
他买了票到世界的极端去。
And as he's going, God sends a storm on the Mediterranean Sea.
他去的途中，神在这个地中海当中兴起了一个很大的一个风暴。
Now the Sea of Galilee was 140 feet deep, but the Mediterranean Sea is 17,000 feet deep.
然后加利利海是140尺深，但是地中海是
So while it is storming, Jonah says, "Hey, I'm the problem on the boat."
在这个风暴当中，约拿说我是问题的所在。
They were afraid they were going to sink.
他们害怕自己要沉下去。
So Jonah said, "If you'll throw me overboard, the storm will stop. This storm's all about my disobedient.
因为那时候我把他丢到海里面去的话，这个风浪会平静。
So reluctantly, the sailors throw Jonah overboard.
非常犹豫的，他们把随手把这个约拿丢在海里面去。
And the storm ceases.
然后马上风浪就停了。
And we know the account in the Bible that God had prepared a great fish, a whale, and the whale swallowed Jonah up.
圣经告诉我们说，神就预备一个大鱼，好像大鲸鱼一样，把约拿吞了进去。
And then Scripture says that this fish, this whale that saw Jonah as a big fish bait and swallowed him up, swam to the bottom of the Mediterranean Sea.
这个大鱼吃了这个约拿以后，就把这个约拿一起带到海底最深处的地方。
Maybe 17,000 feet down.
可能17,000尺深。
So he was really over his head.
他真的是远远超过他所能够应付的。
And he was over his head because of his disobedience.
他不知道该怎么办，因为他的不顺服。
When we run from what God wants us to do, when we disobey God's voice,
当我们逃跑神的话语，远离神要我们做的。
We are on our way down. And I meet people all the time who they are overwhelmed in life and it feels like they are drowning. And when you really connect with them, you find out it's because of their disobedience. So as the fish took Jonah to the very bottom, Jonah turns his attention to God. Jonah chapter 2 verse 1.
然后在约拿书第二章第一节说,
From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. He said, In my distress, I called to the Lord and he answered me.
他说我是遭遇难患难中求告耶和华，你就应允我。
From deep in the realm of the dead, I called for help, and you listened to my cry.
从阴间的深处呼求，你就俯听我的声音。
In the darkness,
在这个黑暗当中,
surrounded by seaweed,
所以被海草所笼罩,
and the digestive juices of a great fish,
然后这个鱼肚子里面所有这些肮脏的东西,
unable to see,
他完全看不见,
on his way to death,
朝向死亡的路途,
Jonah said,
约拿说,
Lord, help me!
主啊, 帮助我。
And God heard his cry.
然后神听了他的呼求,
and the fish swam all the way back to the shore.
然后大鱼马上游到岸边,
and regurgitated Jonah up on dry ground.
然后把约拿吐在岸地上,
not far from Nineveh.
从尼尼微城不远的地方,
and he was called to go again.
他再次被呼召要去,
the point of the story is this.
这个故事的意思告诉我们,
that even if you're at the bottom because of your disobedience,
当你因为你的不顺服来到最低层的时候,
even if you have failed God in big ways,
就算是你让神很失望到非常大的地步,
and you feel overwhelmed,
你感觉到你不知道该怎么办的时候,
cry out for help.
向神来呼喊,
if he could hear Jonah at the bottom of the Mediterranean Sea, he can hear you. And he can bring you up again. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Second occasion when we need to cry out for help is not only when we're overwhelmed, but when things are not going well at home. There's an old Chinese proverb that says, No one can hang a sign in front of their home that says nothing is wrong here.
就是家家有本难念的经。
Every home
每一个家庭
has struggles and difficulties.
都有挣扎，都有困难。
Every family has challenges at times.
每个家庭里面都会遇到一些挑战。
I want to challenge you that as you enter this new year,
我要来挑战你，当你进入到这个新年的时候,
to cry out for God's help in your home. When you do, you'll open the door of your home to God's presence.
当你做的时候，神会打开他的门，向你的家庭敞开。
You don't have to try to handle it alone.
你不需要再自己来经历这个事情,
God will be there for you.
神会来帮助你。
We see multiple occasions in the New Testament of how Jesus ministers to families and homes.
在圣经里面看到耶稣就好几次帮助人的家庭的问题。
A Gentile woman who whose daughter was vexed by an evil spirit,
那个外邦人的妇女，她的女儿被鬼附着,
comes to Jesus and says, Lord, help me.
来到耶稣面前说，主啊，帮助我。
He resists her initially,
首先耶稣还是拒绝她,
but she just keeps asking for his help.
她就继续求主的帮助。
Her daughter is delivered. A man whose son is possessed of the devil. He brings his son to the disciples. They can't help him. But then Jesus comes. And he says, Lord, this spirit that comes on my son has thrown him into the fire or into the water and is trying to destroy him. And the man said, but if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us.
然后这个人说, 如果你可以做任何的事情的话, 请你来帮助我们。
Jesus said, everything is possible to him that believes.
耶稣说, 在信的人凡事都能。
And the man said, help my unbelief.
然后这个人说, 我信, 但我信不足。
He asked for help.
他求帮助。
And his son was instantly delivered.
然后他儿子马上得医治。
Or even something as simple as Peter's mother-in-law staying in his home sick with a fever.
可能是很简单的，像彼得的岳母在家庭里面发高烧了。
No Tylenol available.
那时候也没有Tylenol。
No aspirin to give her.
也没有止痛药。
He asked Jesus for his help. Jesus comes in, lays his hands on her, and the fever breaks immediately, and she is healed. Over and over again, Jesus engages with families, and when they ask for his help, he helps them. As you enter this new year, open the door to God in your family by asking for his help.
打开你家的门,
everything's possible if you can believe.
在神凡事都能,
I learned this in my own family.
哦, 在我家庭里面,
when I was 5 years old,
当我5岁的时候,
my father, who was a preacher at the time, left my mom
就离开了我母亲,
and went far away from God. And for 15 years, myself, my two sisters, and my mother lived with my grandparents.
15年的时间，我两个姐妹还有我跟我们的祖父母住。
My grandparents were awesome.
那我祖父母是非常棒。
They loved us and they took care of us.
他爱我们就照顾了我们。
I learned to hate my father.
我就学习恨我的父亲。
And we were very far apart.
我们真的是。
And I got very far away from Jesus. But as a teenager, I was dramatically converted to Christ. And when I got saved, when I found Jesus, God began to say things to my heart like, if I can forgive you of all of your mess, why can't you forgive your father of his mess? And during that time, my dad came back to the Lord. And we started a relationship, finally. And it was wonderful. But my mom was very far away from God. Because of what she had gone through, she became very bitter, very angry. And then very worldly as well. And I carried a huge burden for my mom because she was lost. She was living in hell and on her way to hell. And I would pray and I would cry to God, God, touch my mom, help us some way.
我就哭泣祷告呼求说神啊你帮助我们
And one night I was at church. And I was praying for my mom. And I saw this vision of my mom dressed in white. And I went home and told her. I said, Mom, it's going to be okay. God's got you, and he's got this situation. She would say later those words day after day, just kept chasing her. About 2 years later, I was married to my wife, Lisa, that I'm still married to after 43 years. It's awesome.
两年以后我就跟我的太太Lisa结婚, 现在已经结婚了43年我们仍然在一起。
And my mom was at work. Lisa and I had gotten married, and so we had left the home, and we were making a home for ourselves. We were actually living about 100 miles away, and mom was at work one day. And God spoke to her and told her, today's the day.
今天就是今天,
And she knew what that meant.
她知道这个是什么意思。
So she called her friend.
她就打电话给她的朋友。
And had her meet her at church.
让她能够在教会等
她。It was like a, it was a weekday morning. It was, the church wasn't open.
大概周间的早上，教会并没有开。
But they found a way in.
他们找到一个门进去。
They came to the altar.
来到讲台前。
Mom gave her heart back to God, repented of her sins, and asked Jesus to forgive her.
母亲悔改，求耶稣饶恕她，重新把生命献给主。
And God touched her life powerfully.
然后神就很有力的触摸她的生
命。At the end of the prayer meeting.
这个祷告会。
She said to my sister, older sister, she said, I've got to go find your dad. I need to tell him I'm sorry. So my mom got in a car up in Kentucky, in the state of Kentucky, and drove to Florida, several hundred miles away. She found my dad in a little community. He had planted a church. He was preaching again. He had gotten back to the Lord. It was wonderful. And he was living in a little bitty trailer.
And
my mom knocked on the door.
And
my dad came to the door. And he said, I've been expecting you.
And
in my praying, I knew something was going on.
And
mom said, I need you to forgive me. He said, no, I need you to forgive me. And about 2 weeks later, my parents were married again. Yeah, amazing. And after 15 years of bitterness and anger and mess, God brought them back together. And the last 35 years of my dad's life, they were in full-time ministry and helped hundreds of hurting preachers across America.
过去的35年，他们夫妻两个同心合一起来服侍那些受伤害的传道人。
Now that may not be your story.
这可能不是你的故事。
But I want to say to you, God can do anything. And all of that happened because our family kept asking for help from heaven. People gave up. But we didn't give up. We kept saying, God, help us. Please help us.
Hallelujah.
And when you ask for help, you open the doorway to the possibilities of God. And God made it well.
And
when my dad died, he was my best friend in the world. And I was at his bedside. And all was well. Come on, give God praise. He can do it. So today, you may be struggling with a child. You may be struggling with a spouse. You may be struggling with your grandparents. Your family may be in deep stress. You may be struggling financially. I invite you. I declare to you, if you will ask God to help you, He will help you some way, somehow, and He will do what His Word says He will do. Amen. Now give Him a praise. Amen. Finally, we need to ask God for help, not only when we feel overwhelmed and we're over our head. When things need help in our home. But when we personally feel in bondage. And restricted from what God wants us to do. The children of Israel were in Egyptian bondage. And for 400 years they'd been in Egypt. But then things got really oppressive. The pressure was on them. And the Bible says that during this time of pressure, the king of Egypt died. And the Israelites groaned in their slavery and cried out. And their cry for help, because of their slavery, went up to God. They cried, help! Help us, God! And God heard their cry. The cry went up.
And
help came down. The help started in a burning bush.
In
a message to Moses. I've heard the cry of my people, God says.
And
I'm sending you back to them so that they can be set free.
And
then miracle after miracle after miracle happened. Until finally God's people cross over on dry ground in the Red Sea. And Pharaoh's army is destroyed. Why? How did this happen? Oh yes, yes, it was God's prophetic time. But God's prophetic time connected with the prayers of God's people. And they asked for help. And when they did, God helped them. Now, God's word teaches us that when people are in trouble and ask for help, God hears them. In Psalm 107 and verse 10, it says this. Some sat in darkness, in utter darkness. Prisoners suffering in iron chains because they rebelled against God's command. They despised the plans of the Most High. So he subjected them to bitter labor. They stumbled. There was no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble.
13节,
he saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and broke away their chains. Over and over again in human history, when people have asked for and cried out for God's help, God has set them free and God has helped them. And yet God, in all of his graciousness, all of his mercy, all of his willingness to help us if we'll just ask, there are a lot of us that have a hard time asking for help.
Now,
all of us struggle with this, but men are especially difficult. Personally, I'm glad now for apps that give me directions and allow me to know MapQuest and Siri and all of those kinds of things. Because I used to never ask for directions. I'd rather find it myself, I'll figure it out. Now, of course, I ask the computer and they tell me where to go. Statistics say that people struggle sometimes asking for help when they have cancer or heart disease or when they're struggling with their mental health.
So
why don't we ask for help more? Why do we struggle asking someone or God to help us? Well, I want to give you a few reasons. Some people don't ask for help because they don't feel like they know how. Every now and then I meet a student at ORU and I talk about prayer and they'll tell me, they'll say, President, I don't know how to pray. And I say, well, what do you mean? They'll say, well, I don't know what to say. I don't know, do I kneel? Do I stand? Do I raise my hands? Do I not? What do I do? This is real. I mean, people really feel this way.
So
I usually say to them, just talk to God just like you were talking to me just now. You don't have to say any big words. You don't have to use some big formula. You don't have to get in just the right posture. Just talk to God. How do you get help from God? Ask for it. All right, everybody, we're going to practice. Are you ready?
We're going to practice.
All right, here we go.
来,
on the count of three, I want you to say, help me, God.
我算一二三的时候请你讲, 主啊, 帮助我。
Aren't you ready? One, two, three.
主啊,
help me, God. Help me.
帮助我。
Learn how to say help me to God.
学习向神说, 主啊, 帮助我。
He'll do it. Number two, sometimes we don't ask for help because we believe we're the only ones in the world with the problem we're going through.
我们觉得我们是唯一有这个问题的人，因此我们不寻求帮助。Not true. 不正确。
What your affliction is, what your difficulty is, many, many others are having the same all over the globe.
你的困难，你的问题，很多人遭受到同样的问题。
Number three, sometimes we don't ask for help because we're afraid we will be rejected.
第三，我们不寻求帮助，因为我们害怕拒绝。
Especially if we've been through rejection before, we don't want to ask God for help, we're afraid God will reject it.
特别是我们已经曾经被拒绝过，我们害怕神会拒绝我们。
He loves you. He won't reject you.
耶稣爱你，他不会拒绝你。
Number four, sometimes we just don't want to face the truth. We're in denial, and asking for help means we have to say, "I really do need help."
然后第四，我们不敢面对现实，我们在否认我们的事情，因此当寻求帮助时，乃是告诉别人说我是有问题。
Number five, we've been conditioned to handle things ourselves.
然后第五，我们已经习惯自己解决问题。
We've been taught to live in a do-it-yourself world.
我们活在一个自己做的一个世界。
Some of us in this room really have a hard time with this. We want to do it ourselves. We want to take care of ourselves. We want to make it ourselves. We want to do it ourselves.
我们当中很多人有这个问题，我们都想说我们自己做，我们自己可以成就，自己可以完成。
But you can't do Christianity by yourself.
但是你不能够做基督教是自己做的。
You can try. You can work hard.
你可以尝试，你可以努力。
But you'll be very frustrated.
但是你会非常非常的难过。
God wants to help you.
神要来帮助你。
Number six.
然后第六。
Many people don't ask for help because they have resentment or bitterness in their heart, even against God.
很多人不求帮助，因为他们心中有苦毒或者怨恨。
Listen to this verse in Job 36 and verse 13.
在这个约伯记第36章第13节。
It says the godless in heart harbor resentment.
那心中不敬虔的人继续怒气。
Even when he fetters them, they do not cry for help.
神捆绑他们，他们竟不求救。
Someone away from God is harboring resentment in their heart.
很多人都不求救，因为我们心中有。
And even when they get in trouble, even when they get over their head, even when the fish is swimming to the bottom of the sea,
他们遇到困难，他们自己不能够解决，甚至这个大雨把它带到海的深处，他们不求帮助。
Why?
为什么?
Well, if you're angry with God, if you're bitter against God, if you resent God,
如果对神有怨恨、有苦毒的话。
It's hard to ask him to help you.
非常困难，你求神来帮助你。
So get rid of your bitterness and resentment as you enter this new year.
在新年的时候，除掉你心中的怨恨、心中的苦毒。
So you can cry out for help.
你可以向神来求帮助。
But the real truth is,
但是真正的，
we don't ask for help. We don't ask for help many times because we're just too proud.
因为我们太骄傲了。
Humility is hard to define.
谦卑是很难下定义的。
We know it when we see it in others, but it's hard to identify it in ourselves.
我们在别人身上很容易看得见，但自己身上呢却很难。
This word means to lay low, to live, to be close to the ground.
谦卑的意思就是说要很低调，然后是靠近地面。
Not haughty, not uppity.
不是很傲慢、骄傲那一种。
To empty ourselves.
是要倒空我们自己。
To be low.
就是愿意低。
I believe the way forward in this new year is a way of humility. Several months ago, when the pandemic was really raging across America and around the world, I was alone in my prayer room. I have a dedicated prayer room at my house, which is awesome. And I was praying. And I love the scripture in Habakkuk 2:14.
我非常喜爱这个哈巴谷书第二章十四节。
That says the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea.
对神的知识就是遍满全地，好像。
And I hang on to that God's going to send a flood on the earth, and there will be no place in the world where people don't know about Jesus.
老神会把这个认识神的知识，好像大海一样，充满整个大地。
But just after chapter 2 is chapter 3.
然后第二章完了以后，在哈巴谷书第三章。
And there was one little statement that just hit me that day. It talks about God marching through the earth in power. But before that it says, a plague goes before him. I've never heard that before. That a plague goes before God. Sort of like the thing, the person that's in front of the forerunner, a plague goes before.
就好像一个走在前面的前锋一样，瘟疫在他前面先走。
And the Holy Spirit began to talk to me, and I feel like God really spoke to me in that moment.
圣灵就告诉我，好像圣灵这时候神告诉我一件事情。
That after this plague,
但是这个疫情过后，这个瘟疫过后，
unlike anything in our lifetime，
在我们生命当中没有遇过的事情。
I mean, look at all of you.
来看看大家。
You're sitting in masks. You're scattered out across the building.
我们大家戴口罩，然后坐得很分散。
We never did this before.
我们从来没有如此做过。
This is unusual.
这是非常不寻常。
Unprecedented, someone has said.
从来没有见过的。
And one of the things that's happened with COVID-19 and the coronavirus,
其中一个新冠病毒所带来的事情，
is every single nation on the planet has been affected.
世界上每一个国家都受到影响。
I heard somebody say the other day that if you put all of this virus together, all of it, all of it,
当我们把所有这个病毒放在一起，
it would be like a large Coke can. That's all there is. That's all there is in the whole world would fit in one Coke can.
全世界的病毒放在一起了之后，好像一个可口可乐的一个罐子一样。
You know, I've personally lost about 16 friends and ministry associates around the world. Amazing.
我个人已经失去了16位同事和世界各地的同工。
Most all of you have lost loved ones during the pandemic, or know someone that's been very sick.
你有亲人过世的。
I've been sick with it. I've been vaccinated 3 times. I've had all kinds of stuff.
所以我曾经也病过，我已经打针了三次，做很多事情。
Unprecedented, unlike anything before. Every nation touched.
可是前所未见的，每一个国家都受到影响。
And the Lord spoke to me and said,
然后神对我说，
After the plague,
在这个瘟疫过后，
I'm coming.
我会再来。
I'm coming in power.
我乃是大有能力
的。I'm coming in glory.
那个荣耀。
I'm coming in revival. I'm coming in harvest.
那个、
A plague is going before him, but after the plague, God is going to move.
在我前面有瘟疫，瘟疫过后的神要大大的工作。
And if,
如果
if,
如果
we respond correctly,
我们有正确的回应，
we are about to be part of the greatest revival and the greatest harvest in human history, and we're going to see things no generation has ever seen by the power and glory of God.
我们将会看见这个从来没有看见过最伟大的丰收，最伟大的复兴，是以前人从来没有经历过的。
If,
若
we respond correctly.
Let's
look at 2 Chronicles chapter 7. We know verse 14 well. Let's look at verse 13.
我们非常熟悉历代志下第七章第十四节。
We'll read this whole passage just to remind you.
第十三节，我们很少注意到。
Listen to what we quote 2 Chronicles 7, 14 all the time.
我们常常会背记第七章第十四节。
But we rarely quote 13.
那么我很少背记十三节。
When I shut up the heavens so there's no rain.
我若使天闭塞不下雨。
Or command locusts.
To devour the land,
or send a plague among my people,
或是瘟疫流行在我的民中。
Wow,
wow!
How many of you know someone that has passed away from coronavirus?
有多少人你认识有某些人因为这个
that either because of it or with it?
有认识一些朋友
people all over the world,
世界上每个地方。
But then verse 14.
第十四节说，
If I send a plague, God says,
我把这个瘟疫流行在民中。
Then what does it say? 2 Chronicles 7, 14. We know this one. If my people,
历代志下第七章十四节
说， who are called by my name,
这称我名下的子民，
will humble themselves,
若自卑，
and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways,
祷告寻求我的面，转移他们的
恶行， I'll hear from heaven,
我要从天上垂听，
I'll forgive their sin,
要赦免他们的罪，
I'll heal their land,
医治他们的地。
I don't believe God created the plague. I don't believe He designed this plague.
我不相信说神他造这个疫情，
或者是创造这个疫情。But God has been known to use what the devil has done many, many times.
但是神他非常著名的是使用魔鬼撒旦所做的事情。
So Satan got permission to release this thing on the world.
魔鬼他有这样的许可，能够
And I believe God said, "Okay, okay, I can use that."
好好，我可以使用这个疫情。
I can use that.
我可以使用这个疫情。
To bring people all over the world to their knees.
能够把世界各地的人让他们谦卑跪在我的面前。
And bring them to a new place of humility.
让我们带到一个新的谦卑的一个境界。
Where they will ask for my help.
让他们会来寻。
And when they do,
当他们如此做的时候，
I'm coming after the plague.
我要来针对这个疫情。
And revival is coming to the world.
复兴要临到这个世界。
Come on, give God praise. Amen and amen and amen. Wow, wow. So how about you today?
今天你觉得怎么样？
Do you need God's help?
你需要神的帮助吗？
Especially as we enter this new year. I was really blessed today. How many of you got a red envelope when you came into the room? Well, I got a red envelope in the green room this morning before I came in.
I asked
the staff, this is important. Did everybody get the same scripture? They said no. And I asked them, I said, did you stuff my envelope on purpose? They said no. We just gave you one of the envelopes. My scripture says this. Listen closely. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices, accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. May he send you help from the sanctuary. Yeah, give God praise. I'm not superstitious, but I do believe sometimes God works in mysterious ways. May God send you help. How do I get his help? The writer of the scripture says, ask, and you will receive. God's word says, we don't have because we don't ask. So if you feel overwhelmed,
If you need
help in your family, or you feel in bondage and need to be free, God's ready to help you. And asking for his help opens the door for God's wonders. You may have a hard time asking for help. I do.
I'm
a pretty strong person. I don't like to ask for help much. But I've learned with God, I've got to humble myself, become like a child, and ask for help. For the last 4 months, I've had four of my grandchildren living in my home. I have seven grandchildren. It's fantastic.
But
four of them have been in our house. My daughter and husband are remodeling their house, so they moved out, moved into our house. There's a one-year-old, there's a six-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 15-year-old. So recently, I was having a problem with my phone. I couldn't figure out how to get it to do what I needed it to do. I've got a new phone. I couldn't figure it out. So my grandson, who's 12 years old, said, Papa, what's wrong? I can't get my phone to do what it needs to do. He said, oh, let me see it.
让我看一看.
He's 12 years old.
12岁.
So I handed him my phone.
把电话给他.
About 30 seconds later,
30秒之后,
he handed it back to me, said, there, Papa, it's fixed.
你看爷爷这个已经修好了.
Gosh. I'm 63. I had to humble myself.
我63岁, 我要谦卑我自己,
like a child.
好像一个孩子一样,
to get help.
寻求帮助.
You got it.
你明白吗?
We don't like doing that sometimes.
很多时候我们不想这样做.
We'd rather just try to figure it out ourselves.
自己想咬进脑自己解决.
But God says, if you want my help,
神说如果你要我帮助你的话,
you got to humble yourself.
你必须要来到我面前.
And ask.
就求.
And if you'll just ask,
你只要求,
I want to help you so much.
我真的很想帮助你啊.
So as we end this service today, if you're in this room and you say, Dr. Wilson, I feel like I'm in bondage.
机会快结束的时候，你说，Wilson博士啊，我的生命好像在捆绑里面.
As I go into this new year, I want freedom. I'm so tired.
当准备进入这个新年的时候，我要一个自由。我已经很
Maybe you're away from God today and are not serving Jesus. Today would be a great day to begin this new lunar new year serving Jesus.
可能你已经远离神，不想在服侍神了。可能在新的一年里面来的时候，你重新来到神面前。
Or maybe you're here and you're a Christian, but you're struggling with an addiction or some kind of bondage that just you can't seem to get free from.
已经是基督徒，可能你在某些事情上已经上瘾了，无法脱离这个瘾，所以你需要神的帮助。
If that's you and you want freedom, I'm going to ask for two or three different groups, but right now, if that's you and you want spiritual freedom,
如果你要在灵里面的自由，从捆绑里面，从瘾里面得自由的话，
I want you to stand right where you are. Just stand up right where you are.
请你这时候站起来，我为你祷告。
Say, I want freedom.
请你站起来，你说在我的生命当中，我需要有自由，在灵里面有自由的，请你站起来。
If you're not serving Jesus and you want to begin serving Him today,
如果你还没有服侍耶稣基督，你想今天要开始服侍耶稣基督，你站起来。
Now, if you're here and you say, "Man, I got problems in my family."
如果你今天在这里说，哎呀，我的家庭有问题。
Nobody has a sign out front. No problems here. We all have difficulties.
没有一个人说我没有问题。每个人家里面都有。
My adult son is in the hospital right now. He's been very sick. We need a miracle. He needs a creative miracle from God.
他真的需要神创造的神迹在他身上。
I've been praying all week for it.
这个礼拜一直为他祷告。
I believe God's going to help him.
真的神会帮助他。
All of us, as we go into this new year,
每个人我们进入到一个新的年的时候。
If you're here and you say, Dr. Wilson, I want help in my family. I've got something going on. I need supernatural help in my family. You stand. You stand if you want help from God in your family.
需要帮助，你就站起来吧。
And finally,
到最后，
if you're in this room and you say, Dr. Wilson, I feel overwhelmed right now.
你说，威尔森博士，我感觉到我已经不能解决我的问题。
I feel like I'm at the bottom.
我感觉到我已经在最低层了。
And life is just overwhelming.
生命里面太过难的事情。
And I need God to bring me up.
我希望神能够把我拉起来
put my feet on a rock,
把我的脚放在磐石上
and give me a song of praise as I go into this year.
在我进入新年的时候给我一个赞美的诗歌
you stand as well and say, Lord, I need your help.
你说主啊我需要你帮助我
Everybody raise both hands.
大家举起我们的双手
Raise both hands. We practiced a minute ago. I want you to say this with me at the count of three.
跟我一起来祷告当我是一二三的时候
We're going to shout, Lord, help me at the count of three.
我们大声地喊说主啊帮助我
Don't shout it at me, shout it at him.
向主来说主啊帮助我
One, two, three.
一二三
Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Keep your hands up. I want to pray for you. I pray now, Holy Spirit, all over this room.
圣灵，我这是求你。
That you would minister the power and the glory of God.
为了神的荣耀能力来服侍他们。
That there would be freedom in this new year.
在心里面有新的自由。
Set people free right now.
使他们得释放的自由。
Set them free of their sins and their addiction right now.
他们的瘾里面得自由。
Hey, in Jesus' name, let them be free.
让他们能够得自由。
I pray for every family in this room.
为每个家庭来祷告。
I pray your blessing.
主你的祝福临到他们
Your grace,
你的恩典
Your anointing, your favor
你的恩膏你的恩宠
Bless them Lord in every way
祝福他们在每一个方面
Bless their children, their grandchildren
祝福他们的孩子他们的孙儿女
Bless their marriage
祝福他们的婚姻
Bless their finances
祝福他们的经济
Give them peace in their home
给他们新家庭有平安
I pray Lord
祝我祷告
And Lord when we're over our head this year
祝我今天是超过我们所能做的
When we feel overwhelmed
我们感觉到我们不
We're going to cry out Lord help me And you're going to raise us up.
主要提升我们
Take us to a new place.
带我们到新的地方
I thank you, Lord.
主，我感谢你
Send help from your sanctuary.
从你的圣所拆下你的帮助
We humble ourselves.
超过我们所能的
So we can be part.
好了，我们可以成为
of what you're doing.
你所做的一部分
in this day.
在今天
And Lord, I pray for your blessings now.
这时候求主你的祝福。
Over River of Life Christian Church.
在这个生命和灵粮堂。
I pray for an anointing to come over this congregation.
让主你的恩膏临到这个会众。
I pray for Pastor Tom.
为刘牧师祷告。
I pray you would expand his ministry around the world.
继续在世界各地扩大他的事工。
And I pray for this church and this community.
为这个教会这个社区祷告。
Let there be a sound that goes out.
让这个声音传出去的时候。
A sound of revival.
复兴的声音。
A sound of joy.
喜乐的声音。
A sound of victory.
得胜的声音
from this congregation,
从这个会众
meet every need,
每一个需要
and bring supernatural help,
带来超自然的帮助
as we ask you,
我们祷告祈求
in Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的名求
Amen,
Amen,
and Amen. God bless you, Pastor Tom.
大家，
呼召你的名，我呼召。向神坛跨身，我不求。
谢神，神要从圣所差遣帮助给我们。你们，我相信那个经文在 Dr. Wilson 的这个红包里不是偶然的。这句话就是神今天要对你说的话。愿神从圣所差遣帮助给你，无论你在哪个领域里面的需要，你的帮助正在来到。你们哈利路亚，叫我们归给我们的神，哈利路亚。很兴奋，很兴奋，要进入新的一年，有这么多宝贵的恩典。你们欢喜快乐起来，无论你遇到什么难处，不要愁苦啊，不要让你的心忧闷，不要让你心烦躁。你们欢欢喜喜，我们有一位爱我们的神，慈爱的天父，他是我们的帮助者。 Amen， 哈利路亚。我想今天在座，如果你还没有机会接受耶稣做你个人的救主，或在线上的朋友还没有接受耶稣做你个人的救主的，今天现在是最好的机会。如果你愿意的话，你可以跟着我一起祷告，接受耶稣进入生命当中做你的救主吧。如果你也跟着我一起祷告，我祷告一句，跟着我祷告。亲爱的主耶稣，
亲爱的主耶稣，
我感谢你，因为你就是我的帮助者，
因为你就是我的帮助者。
我今天愿意回转，
我今天愿意
接受你，做我个人的救主，
做我个人的救主，
做生命的主，
做生命的主。
我愿一生跟随你，
我
愿一生侍奉，
一生侍奉。
感谢祷告，奉耶稣得胜的名祈求，
奉耶稣得胜的名。
阿门。恭喜你，如果做刚才那样的祷告，你就是神的儿女了。如果在现场弟兄姐妹，请你散会之后到服务台跟我们说一声，嘿，我刚才接受你做个人救主了。在线上的弟兄姐妹也填一下这个决志卡好不好，我们很快的有弟兄姐妹同工会跟你联络，让我们在神的大家庭里面一同来成长。 Amen， 让我们领受神的祝福。今天来主，我们再一次感谢赞美你，因为你知道我们的需要，你也知道我们每一个人的光景。主啊，今天你的信息何等的宝贵，你要从圣所差遣帮助给我们，当我们呼求你，你就应允我们。主啊，今天我们在你面前祷告，你都已经听见，而且按照你的时候，你必定要成就。谢谢主，将一切荣耀归给你。现在主耶稣的恩惠、上帝的慈爱、圣灵的感动，常与众人同在，从今直到永永远远。阿门，哈利路亚。再一次对你旁边人说，新年快乐，神的帮助临到你，跟他说，上帝祝福你们。